Normally, being a little extra might be a bit much, but not when it comes to healthcare. That's why UnitedHealthcare's Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, supplement your primary plan so you manage out-of-pocket costs. Learn more at uh1.com. Cool fact, a crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Also, you can get health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. UnitedHealthcare short-term insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
Hello, everyone. Welcome back to the Double Cleanse podcast, a podcast all about me and James.
Just with about me. Us.
With me, me Welsh.
And me, other Welsh.
How are you, James?
Oh, Robert. It's been such a horrible week, but we're having our kitchen done. And I had to film whilst people were drilling in the house, and I just had to put it in the video. Obviously, we paid for them to do it, so I can't go down and be like, guys, I'm trying to film.
guys, I'm trying to work.
I'm trying to work here. But we've our electricity's been on and off. Our heating cut out yesterday. It's just, you know, it's just constant things going on. So we had no hot water and stuff as well. It's just been higgledy-piggledum.
Higgledy-pilly. Well, I hate that for you.
Yeah, how about you?
Oh, listen, I haven't swapped my pillows out for months. I bought two sets of pillows because I was getting like really bad neck pain.
What do you mean
when
for
I
months?
Swap them?
You change your pillows out every couple months.
Yeah, so I have a certain kind of pillow. I have two pillows, right? They're both like hotel pillows because I hotel pillows. So I have was it the Premier Inn or Travel Lodge here in the UK was selling their pillows?
I think it's Premier Inn.
And they sold
Inn.
Out.
Yeah.
Oh my god, and they sold out and then I waited for like the restock so I got some of those.
Oh my god.
And then I found out what pillows they had in like Disney hotels because that's some of the best night's sleep I've had. So I found those and got some of them. And then every month I just swapped one pillow for the other because I only sleep with one pillow. Mm. But I forgot my pillow went flat and now I've got a really bad neck.
You only sleep with one pillow?
Yeah, I can't sleep with two because I get a bad neck. And I was using the memory foam one, but I can't stand memory foam anymore.
No.
The texture makes me feel sick.
Listen, I've tried so many pillows, so many special anti-aging pillows and all the nonsense. And the, you know, that bamboo one in the middle of like Westfield and Stratford, and it's got like the, it basically feels like a block of wood.
Yeah.
I've tried those, but I just like a good puffy one, and I have to have two of them.
Listen, talking about pillows, can we talk about how I've been nonstop communicated from a certain pillow company that won't
okay,
leave me alone?
Listen, I know who that is, and so does everyone else who they are harassing with emails. It's nonstop.
I loved that one of their pillows, right? And I used it for ages, but I just couldn't, after a while, I was like, I can't stand this anymore. Just because it was like, it just got a bit boring. And they just kept emailing and I was like, no, thank you to like products and asking to work me. I was like, oh, no, thank you. There's only so many times I can talk about a pillow and have it seem like genuine, you know? And I stopped using your product. And they were like, why? You loved it. And I never emailed back. And then they emailed me and was like, just wondering why you're not talking to us anymore. It was like a friend who I wasn't speaking to. And they were like, we've been so loyal to you. And I was like, what the fuck are you talking about? What's happening? So I asked them to leave me alone and never contact me again. And then they emailed back asking if they can send me some products.
Stop it.
Was their reply to me asking them not to contact
not
me
to
again.
Email again.
It's just annoying. Emails. They've been messaging me on Instagram. They just won't leave me alone.
No, and I know who that is, and so does everyone else who are there. They are not. They're building up a bit of a reputation for themselves as being quite annoying. Mm-hmm. You're presenting this.
Oh.
Why are you drinking so much?
I'm drinking some soluble Panadol because I've got a headache. I've got a really bad headache again. So that's me. Listen, today... Oh, James, no, anything you've been loving this week?
Oh, actually, there is. I've got it here for you to look at. This is the Strivectin Multi-Action Super B Barrier Strengthening Oil with vitamin B3 and prebiotics.
Oh my God. Are they the brand who make that really nice vitamin C serum?
I don't know. And do you know why? Because
the
packaging
looks very similar.
Yeah, maybe. They always send me stuff and I always just kind of like, not ignore it, but it's always not on my like to try next pile, on my shelf. And every so often, because of the videos we do on our joint channel, my skin barrier will fuck up somehow and it will just be in pain or, you know, whatever we've had to scrape off our face that week.
Yes.
And I couldn't find, I was like, okay, I've used all my moisturizers with my ceramides in. What's next? And I saw this in my PR pile. This is gifted. I thought, okay, I'll give this a go. And it's really good. I do not like oils on my face. I don't get the point of them. They're not moisturizing. You know, I'd rather just use a moisturizer.
Night?
Even at night? No, because if on me, it doesn't do anything other than sit like an oil on my face. Whereas this...
Sure.
Kind of goes on the face like a moisturizer. It's obviously an oil, but you have that more moisturized feeling after.
Like it feels like it's sunk in a bit more rather than just sitting on top. And you're having to like wash your hands afterwards because it won't go.
Exactly. I'm not scared to put my face on my pillow after it, you know?
Yeah.
So obviously in here we have vitamin B3, which is niacinamide, right? So that helps barrier function. And then the... prebiotics, I think, are a thing which help with barrier as well, but I'm not sure the exact science behind prebiotics, so I will have to check that out. But as far as, like, redness goes and irritation and those, like, really flaky patches, I had, like, a flaky eyelid. I've not been applying it on there. I've been doing something else for that, but I've really, really been enjoying it. I think it's a good one. So thank you, Stry Victim, for sending that.
Yeah. Oils are difficult because it's, like, one, I don't want to or know how to use it, but also, like you said, it just hangs around.
Yeah.
And how is your dog meant to lick your face good night when you're covered in oil?
Exactly. And I think people feel like it's a non-penetrable layer, so they think I'll finish off with an oil or my moisturizer and hydration won't get out, but that's not always the case with a lot of oils.
Exactly.
So what's the pie? I'm rubbing, how am I, if you can give it a love.
Yeah, now this is a strange one because it's toothpaste or Tough Pass. So I think we are targeted on Instagram. Well, I don't know if you bought it from an advert, but I bought it from an Instagram advert. But we get the same Instagram adverts all the time, and we buy something or we see each other wearing something, and we're like, you got that from this shop, from this advert, didn't you? And we're like, yeah, unite. So we both got this toothpaste from this brand called High Smile. Now, I've never trusted... Go on.
If you're an influencer... You know High Smile, because again, like that pillow brand, they were relentless at trying to get people to sponsor them. What's it called? Fanny Island. What's it called?
Love Island.
Every single person that comes off of Love Island will always have a High Smile sponsor in the past. So, you know, they've obviously got some money behind them now.
Yeah. Okay, so this isn't an invitation to High Smile, unless I really love it after this period of time. But I bought one of their, like, teeth whitening kits anyway. Teeth whitening here in the UK isn't as good as it is anywhere else.
It's shit.
It is shit because we're not allowed to use certain ingredients. So I would always have Crest whitening strips shipped over from the US. So when I lived there, I would stock up and buy like 10 packs and take them home with me at the end of my time there.
Yeah.
And so I've never really tried anything that's from the UK. I actually think it's made in Australia.
Oh, is it?
If I'm right. That's but anyway, crazy. They have this toothpaste. It's called the V34 Color Corrector Toothpaste. And it is purple. Like bright purple, and it basically uses color corrective technology, it claims, to help brighten your teeth. And I think it really, I don't know if it's a permanent aspect of the product, but it certainly did make them look brighter after the one use. So it's best as a post-whitening treatment. However, it can be used on its own daily or before an event to eliminate unwanted yellow undertones to your teeth. So I use it and my teeth are really, really bright at the moment.
They do look very bright.
But I think it may just be a temporary thing. So I feel like it's a great, if you're going to like an event or you're going to do something, it's a great one to use. And post-bleaching as well. If I'm right, bleaching like opens pores in your teeth or something like that, and bleach goes in the tooth, right?
Something like holes, right?
And it bleaches from within. Oh,
teeth with pores. That's made me feel sick.
That sounds absolutely fucking disgusting.
That's horrible. Imagine running your tongue along them and you could feel the hole.
Don't do that.
No.
But, you know, it didn't make my teeth sensitive. It was really, really nice. And it definitely did give, like, an immediate brightness to the teeth after I bleached.
It's the same with hair, right? If we, when we were in the salon, if anybody came with blonde hair and we want to knock the yellow out, or like silver blonde, silver white, and you want to knock out yellow, you just do like a bluey toner over the top of it. So it kind of makes sense.
Yeah.
And I guess it's not permanent, but you just have to keep retoning your teeth, I guess. Maybe?
Yeah, exactly.
Right?
Yeah, I think it would be the same idea. Yeah, like you said, in like, you know, a colour theory on the colour wheel, depending what colour wheel you're looking at, purple, you know, those kind of tones sit opposite yellow, the kind of orangey, yellow, greeny area. So it would knock out that colour. And one thing I think as well is in terms of gums, I think it might knock some colour out of your gums in a way.
Oh.
I know gums are usually quite pink, but I think it might kind of neutralise your gums. Because that's one product that, like, the UK teeth bleaching used to use, was it would change the colour of your gums rather than your teeth to make your teeth look a little bit lighter.
That's horrible.
Yeah, right. But I'm not claiming it does that. It says that. I'm assuming the lavender tone kind of helps with the yellow on the teeth. But it was really nice. Really nice. And it tastes... I thought it was going to have this really thick, horrible taste, but it was really nice.
Yeah. Okay, I'm looking forward to getting that then.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Cool. Not Spon. We bought it ourselves.
Yeah, we bought it ourselves. They did have a 40% off, though, at the time. So
they
if you're
did.
Interested
they,
in
it still is.
Yeah, I ordered the whitening strips just to see if they're any good, but I doubt they will be because it's England, right?
I still have Crest ones.
Yeah, I just use Crest. Over. Yeah.
Yeah.
Crest, you know what we need? You can come spawn us.
Yeah, Crest, come on, please.
Yeah, come on.
Oh my God, please.
We'll show us your teeth. Show you our teeth.
Yeah, we'll show us your teeth.
We'll show us your teeth.
Okay, listen, let's go to an advertisement.
Thank you.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic-butter shrimp scampi. Mm. HelloFresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
A lot can happen in the next 3 years. Like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans are available for these changing times. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer budget-friendly, flexible coverage for people who are in between jobs or missed open enrollment. The plans last nearly 3 years in some states, with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. So for whatever tomorrow brings, UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans may be for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
And we're back.
Hi, hi.
And we're back.
Hi.
Hi. So today, listen, there are so many products online now where everyone was like, this went viral. And a lot of the time, these products are really bad and don't deserve that viral attention. They get a lot of attention because we have this kind of need to create content that not me in particular, I don't care, and same with you, but there's some creators that want to kind of like something because everyone else does, and they want that like viral, like positive reaction where they're so shocked, you know, that it's a great product. So what we're going to talk about today is products that we believe should go viral and have the qualifications to go viral,
to go so
they've worked really hard in school to go viral qualification. Do you want to start with your first one?
So one thing that did go viral is hydrocolloid patches, right? Do you remember, like, the ones that you just buy in Buets? Or, like, any pharmacy, and you stick them on, like, ulcers and stuff? But long before that, Robert, you and I were using Peace Out Pores. Now, what I like about these is because...
we will show you your teeth.
The Peace Out Pores, so they do Peace Out Acne, Peace Out Wrinkles, Peace Out Fine Lines, or whatever they do. The other stuff isn't that good, to be honest with you. But the Peace Out Pores, you get two strips in here. One of them is just a regular rectangle hydrocolloid strip. The other one is like a nose, what they called? Nose strip. So it looks like that, but it's not like a nose pore strip. So when you pull it off, it's not going to rip anything off. But what is amazing about these, you know, when you take off a pimple patch and the skin under it looks really fresh, like raw chicken.
Yeah, and the pimple patch has like glob jaws. Yeah. Glob.
Yeah, all with that up inside it.
Yeah.
And the pore strip ones actually just seem to take away everything. Like it absorbs all that excess oil, like any kind of blackheads you have seem to like have disappeared, any spots, not redness, I still have redness on my nose, but the pores just look so minuscule. They literally look like they're gone, and that's not an exaggeration. I'm surprised they got a before and after on their website that if I didn't use this product before, I would think it was fake. I would think it was doctored in some way. But now I've used it, I know that to be my personal results. I'm surprised that people haven't caught on to these yet.
Yeah, I agree. I think they're really, really nice. But people are just saying, you know, they are just this thing. You can go and get, like, blister things and all that. So is there any other benefit to them that is different from...
Yeah, of course. Well, first of all, they're shaped like your nose pore strips. They actually fold to the contours of your nose, and it makes it so much more in, like...
gets in all those crevices.
Yeah, yeah. It also has something in here called DMAE, which visibly shrinks enlarged pores, and I'm not 100% sure what that is, to be honest with you.
Sounds like drugs to me.
It's probably drugs. Hang on, let me
see
where
did you get them from? Because they're not that easy to get in the UK.
They have been shipping to the UK for about a year now. Or more so, actually.
Why did no one tell me? Especially you. But they do make, like you said, they make a forehead one and, like, just individual pimple patches out of the same stuff, don't they?
Yeah, they do. It's all the same stuff, just cut out into really convenient... Actually, they sell them in Boots now. Really convenient bits. But... what these also have in them is vitamin A, which is retinol, which helps minimize and refine the appearance of pores. So, I mean, that's really only beneficial if you're going to use them over and over again, I would guess. But they just make your skin, your nose look flawless. If they did a whole face mask of that, put on.
It's definitely like a great like pre-makeup thing as well, in comparison to the ones that you have to kind of rip off your nose and you look at for ages, all the bits hang out, because they kind of make the skin a little bit like, oh, I wouldn't really go on top of anything immediately after that. It's kind of like exfoliating that surface layer of your skin when you rip that off. But no, those, the Peace Out ones are really good. I'm glad you spoke about
they. Yeah, they are good. And that's another thing, is they do obviously help exfoliate that top layer of skin as well, by literally very gently pulling away dead skin cells. So I'm just trying to do a bit of research here, which I should have done before. And the DMAE bitartrate, I think it's pronounced, is tartaric acid. Now, tartaric acid, it helps promote healing. So if you've got any, like, you know, like pick spots on your face or anything like that, that really, really helps. And obviously they say it helps with reducing the appearance of enlarged pores. Listen, whatever the fuck it does, however it works, it just does it and it looks good. The strip that comes with it, not so much on the forehead. I feel like you don't get quite the same effect.
I quite liked the strip, but only because maybe the forehead isn't quite as porous for a lot of people as the nose, I guess, or as troublesome.
Yeah, so it could be that. So I think that should have gone Viral. Robert?
Viral.
Viral.
Listen, you know what I saw recently on TikTok, which was, it's been a thing for a while, is people using, like, the very tip of their mascara wands to kind of put, like, the, to dispense a load of mascara to the lashes and then comb through with their mascara wand.
Mm-hmm.
Just to get, like, a thicker, longer effect to their lashes. One thing that I thought, you know, kind of already does it for you is the Fenty Beauty 4 Frontal Mascara.
Ooh.
Now, listen, there used to be this mascara years ago, and I swear I always talk about it. Actually, I don't talk about it as much anymore because I don't like to talk about MAC anymore, but it isn't a product they make. They used to do this mascara called Plush Lash, and it was one of the best mascaras I've ever used. Actually, probably the best after Great Lash. That is, they don't make anymore. They stopped making it ages ago. And one half of a mascara wand was completely flat. So you could slip it right under your lashes, right to the root, and then, like, push it up and outwards.
Oh.
But anyway, the Fenty wand is completely, I don't know if you can see that, it's completely flat when you hold it one way.
Twist it
around.
And then
when you hold it, let me hold it against my forehead so you can see.
What?
And then it's, like, well, you know, flat both ways, but you can really use that to get the same effect that people are doing with this thing, but in more of a controlled way. The mascara ones have, like, little wells in sometimes and little bits where mascara, like, the actual mascara gathers.
Yeah.
And then gets dispensed that way. And then the one, what's it called? They're not brushes, like bristles, what, I guess what? You could say.
Okay, yeah.
Yeah, kind of, like, comb through it. So, and this is the thing, if you want your lashes to look like that, then you just get a thickening mascara. You don't need to, you know,
go for all the crap effort
in your lashes. Yeah, but the great thing about this is because it has that flat bit, you can get right to the root of your lash. Whereas if you're just kind of, like, packing on loads of mascara and putting it on the ends and combing it through, it's quite difficult to take mascara down your lash, you know, instead of, like, upwards. So with this, like, flat bit, you can literally slide it under the lash and then pull it through, and it gives the most incredible mascara. There was a mascara that went viral. What was it? In the pink tube. And it was shit. I was like, this is just like any old mascara.
Not the pink tube with the, like, green neon thing, was it?
No, that's Great Lash. That's incredible.
Oh.
Let me type in viral mascara into Google. We're so good at our research. That was it. Maybelline Lash Sensational Sky High Mascara. Everyone was like, this is great, this is great. And it really wasn't that impressive at all. Mm. But because everyone was like, whoa, you know, everyone else made a video of them going, whoa.
Yeah.
Like, wow. So the Fenty Full Frontal Mascara, if you want thick lashes that actually gets to the root of a lash and doesn't leave that gap between your, you know, eyelid and the lashes, then this is the one for you.
That's so clever. It seems like such a obvious thing to do, to make a flat mascara wand.
I know.
You know?
I would definitely, if I was to make my own mascara, I would have a flat edge for sure.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
What about you, Jones? What's next?
Right. I'm proud of this product because this is a product that I managed to sell out on the internet. It was like my first.
You purchased?
No, I managed to
you
get.
You purchased all of it?
No. I managed to buy every single fucking one. No, I managed to, like, sell this. And that's when I really felt like an influencer. But because it's really fucking good, and I spoke about it before, it's the E Nature Squeeze Green Watery Gel Cream. This is, it's been repackaged and it kind of looks ugly, to be honest with you. But it's this super lightweight. Imagine, like, your very general gel moisturizer, right?
Yeah.
But make it a bit more watery. And then now you add in all these little capsules of avocado, tiny little capsules that make that more a more moisturizing layer. That and they pop over your skin as you apply it. So you get this really, really deep hydration, then with this like moisture over the top of it. So you kind of, like, you can feel it deep within your skin. And
can
then
you see these little capsules? Just very tiny, tiny?
Very tiny. When you first, like, open the pot, you think, oh, it's white. But when you look at it, it's, like, clear with loads and loads of these tiny white little capsules.
Yeah.
Nice. It's very cute. It smells very good. And what I, what first interested me in this is one of their hydrating ingredients is birch juice. Now, birch juice is meant to be, in some cases, can be more hydrating than hyaluronic acid. And I was going on a bit of like a anti-hyaluronic acid binge. So yeah. I was looking for products that didn't include it. I'm pretty sure this is one of them. But birch juice is so, again, deeply hydrating. I got like birch juice essences now and toners because it just feels like a thick water that makes your skin really, really supple. And then, of course, the avocado oil over the top. To be honest, they're the only reasons I really, really like it, but it's just a good moisturizer that I'm happy to use in the evening because it's moisturizing enough that I don't wake up with dry skin. But in the summer, if you're oily skinned and combination as well, like oily T-zone, I got the dry cheeks, it's the perfect kind of like mix of hydration and moisture to use. Does that make sense, Dance and Me?
It does. Yeah, I told you, man.
It's really, really nice. And then you have things like sweet almond oil in there as well. You got safflower seed oil. You've got loads of nice oils, that don't feel oily or like they sit on top of your skin. It's just such a lovely, lovely, lovely formulation.
Nice.
And again, just really soothing, really calming for the skin as well. A really, really nice one for the summer. And I just feel like there's so many people out there looking for that perfect moisturizer for combination skin or even oily skin.
Yeah.
Dry skin, I wouldn't recommend so much. But and if this had got more attention, I feel like it would have gone very, very viral. It still deserves to go viral too.
That's the thing with I think with oily skin, if you have like the extreme of one kind of skin, it feels like we can never find the right products ever.
Exactly.
You know?
Exactly.
So it's nice when you find that one thing.
Exactly.
As A. Marie would say. So my next product is a little bit like but it's a powder. Let me just grab it because I always get the name backwards. It is the Mystifying Mattifying Powder. High Definition Micro Finish Press Powder from Lunatic Cosmetic Labs. And this is, I always get people ask me in my videos because I always use the mirror on this. And it's basically like a Ouija board planchette shape.
Oh, yeah.
And it was like, what's that mirror? And it's actually the powder. And it's one of the best. I think it's a brand that not many people know about. And I think that's really a shame because they have some amazing products.
Yeah.
So, you know, you see those videos on TikTok of people putting on a powder and then it blurs, but really it's just a low quality video and it's mattifying. So the light isn't picking up as much detail.
Yeah.
It actually gives you a nice blur on the skin. Not, again, to the extent where it's like, oh my god, my skin has no pores. But it really gives you this really nice, in real life, kind of diffused kind of look on the skin.
Oh, nice.
It's really, really beautiful. And it's one of those that when you have... Actually, a lot of powders kind of do a similar thing. High definition micro finish. If you look for the word micro finish, it's like a really fine powder. It's much nicer than like some loose powders, but it really... It has almost that blur to it. It's not heavy in any way. It's very smooth. It's very silky. It's completely transparent, so it's great on all skin tones, but it's literally transparent. It's not one of those ones that's transparent and then looks like grey on everyone.
Oh, yeah.
But it's great. It really does. It really, like, fades isn't the right word, but it kind of smooths and blurs over, like, fine lines as well. When my Botox is wearing out on my forehead and on my camera, I can see that happening. I just go over and it kind of just smooths out a little bit. So it's a really, really nice powder with some really good camera tricks. So this is what I would suggest if people were like getting married. I get so many messages. What would you do on a wedding? This is a really great like wedding powder. If you're not really into like, I hate saying like, you know, gothic, because it is a Ouija board planchette shape. Maybe not the best one to like whip out at a wedding if you're like retouching. But I don't know if that's not your style. But it's just really, really nice. I really, really like it. It's a really great powder.
Yeah, especially now so many powders are going viral.
Exactly, for no reason.
For no reason whatsoever.
Literally.
Yeah, am I right? Literally. Right, I've got one more. And this is a bit of not a silly one, but you know that brand Reflect from that gamer that came out? I've already forgotten her name.
Yes.
Valkyrie.
The thing that went out of business in a week.
Yes, yeah. Rightfully so as well, because it claimed to have protect against blue light, protection, not prevention.
Yeah.
When there's no evidence from your screens, because the whole thing, she's a gamer and her skin's getting damaged from blue light, which is not, you know, all that kind of
it
stuff.
If blue light was a real issue, that would be a great collaboration.
This is what I was saying. So,
yeah,
this, let's say in another universe, right, we had to worry about blue light from our screens, our phones, not just from the sun, but there was enough evidence to prove that sitting in front of a computer all day could damage your skin because of blue light, right?
And God, this, can you imagine?
Oh God, can you imagine? And this brand made sense. Well, in this whole brand anyway, there's no protection in here. It's all prevention stuff. They're basing that on antioxidants, right? But they've, as you mentioned, they've cancelled it. You can't buy it anymore. But I managed to get all of it. So I have the whole range here.
Oh.
Their Aura Reset Facial Gel Cleanser is so nice. It's a really good cleanser. What I like about it is it's... So this is the thing. In my opinion, in another universe where this was right, this would have gone viral because her website's on brand. She's on brand. This cleanser reminds me of, it's blue, right? So you pump it out, it's blue. It's got like that fake raspberry smell to it. It's almost like an American energy drink kind of smell and feel to it. It's like a little bit bubbly. There's something like a little bit fizzy about it. It feels like it's so on brand and well created. And then like when you like lather it up, it's on your face and it's a really light foam, like not stripping foam. You can feel it like bubbling and tingling on the skin, not tingling, but you know, like tickling a little bit. And then you wash it off and it's just got some really nice stuff in it. We've got niacinamide in here. We've got loads of antioxidants, loads of antioxidants, which is what they were basing their, you know, cause it can reverse sun damage basically and help protect.
Exactly. Yeah.
We got some lactic acid, glycolic acid in here as well, so it's a little bit exfoliating. Loads of soothing ingredients as well, like pineapple fruit extract. We have centella, panthenol, allantoin. Then we have antibacterial things in here as well. There's just so many interesting and good ingredients in here in a really well-packaged, really, really, really on-brand product. That is kind of like, when you try it, it's kind of a bit like gutting that it never happened. But I'm also glad it's gone because it was some of the worst fear-mongering, fake advertising kind of stuff I've ever seen.
Do you think they could have done it in a different way that would have been like... appropriate to her brand, like what would they have done? Or just because I get like people would be like, oh, another person releasing skincare that knows nothing about skincare. So it is like a good way to connect it to her. But was it really bad fear? I didn't see anything about it. So was it really, really terrible?
It was terrible. It was basically saying I sit in front of a screen all day and you need protection from it, which you don't. That's not it. She was really led to believe that this was a thing from scientists that she was working with and chemists, and people were having a go at her because they were like, you should have done your research. And I was like, where are you going to go beyond chemists?
I would Google.
But then that's the thing, is people like, she should have Googled it. It's like, Google is the last place to do it. PubMD is just Google for scientific papers. They're not always correct or right. Do you know what I mean? So it's to tell someone of... well, she's actually 29, I think. But to tell someone of that community, of a gaming community, to have done her research better on skincare, like where do you go when a scientist and a chemist are presenting you with all this evidence in a lab? And it's why would you not trust that? Why would you be like, hang on, guys, I need to go and check this out for myself?
Yeah, when you they technically should know what they're talking about.
Exactly.
It's like going to a doctor and telling you something, and you go and you'd be like, well, or you break your arm, you go to a doctor, and because that's really obvious. You have a cold, and you go to a doctor, and they're like, actually, it's not a cold, it's like, you know, a throat infection. And you're like, actually, I'll go and research. It's like you trust that person you go to initially.
Right.
Yeah. So it is difficult. I do agree people should do their research into things.
Mm-hmm.
But if you're not a skincare person, but then you could argue, then why is she really a skincare? There's so many things you could argue about. It's such a shame.
But it made sense. Listen, influencers are always going to come out with line skincare, whatever it is. It made so much sense. The website. Did you see the website?
No, I didn't see anything to do it. By the time I knew about it, it was a time we were going home in that taxi, and you were like, oh my God, they've stopped selling it. And I was like, what is it? You know, I'd never heard of
it before. The website, I wish I took screenshots and filmed it because it was, like, stunning. It was So nice. It had like sci-fi elements with gaming elements, but like really futuristic and not tacky, and like all the ingredients were these balls of like moving. It was just so nice.
Oh my god.
And it's just such a shame, but rightfully so. It was, you know, what's the word? Shunned.
Oh, I wish there wasn't that blue light thing. She could have done something like, you know.
Well, this she could have been like, I don't know, like sitting in a doll room.
Game-changing skincare.
Yeah. Level up your skincare.
I should have worked for them.
get a one up on your skincare.
Take your skincare to... No, I said already.
This skincare is a knockout. But you know, it's a shame. I feel like in another universe, because there probably is another universe where we do need blue light protection from our screens, this would have gone viral, because this is like a budget energy drink on your face, and it's so on brand. Like, it pisses me off that this went wrong. Rightfully so it did, it's so frustrating when I use it, because as someone who like uses skincare and understands some of the science behind it, I'm annoyed that they ever try to do it. But as someone who really appreciates
such a great theming, I love a good theming. Yeah. It's such a shame that that went downhill the wrong way.
Yeah.
Oh, what a shame.
I know. That's my last one.
Okay, so I want to talk about, we're all into brow products at the moment, trying to get like the perfect brow product. All of us, including you.
Okay.
And you don't even know.
No, I did think so.
And I'm always trying to find like the best thing for really thick eyebrows to get them to stay in shape. It doesn't have to be like a drastic shape, but just a nice shape, you know what I mean?
Mm.
So I've used so many different things that you like put, you know, your brow brush into, and then mix it round, and then all this kind of stuff, and they're all really, really good, but this one has to be by far the best. It's from Unicorn Cosmetics, and it's called Bear Brows, like teddy bear brows, and it's like a little
I've seen you use it.
Probably seen you use it. Mm. This one got frozen, so it's gone a little bit frosty like that, but it's usually completely clear.
How did it get frozen?
Listen, don't ask questions.
No, that's just the questions.
Don't ask questions. No, I left it in a really cold. I left my window open in my thingy room, and it got really cold. And I messaged her, I was like, is it meant to look like this? And she was like, no, that's like a temperature change.
Mm.
Like, it probably got really cold. I was like, oh yeah, it did get really cold. Sorry. But it's freezing in that room. I can't bear it, but I love it at the same time.
Why do you put your radiator on?
No, because then you commit to the heat. I left the heating on downstairs last night, and it was a boiling hot this morning. I couldn't believe it. Anyway, it's almost like a hair pomade, you know, like that kind of like, not hard wax, not dry wax, but like that gel kind of wax.
Mm.
And it literally just does everything. It stays in place, but the texture, the benefit of that texture, rather than one you have to kind of add water to, you don't have to with this one, is you don't get... almost like, you know how a sunscreen leaves a white cast in your skin if it's too, I don't know, what does that mean? It's got too many minerals in it.
No, it's usually like a zinc oxide-based sunscreen, so like a physical sunscreen.
Right, some brow waxes do that to your eyebrows, especially with dark eyebrows. Mm. Whereas this one doesn't, because it is that kind of gel-like texture, that pomade-y gel. It's really weird, it's like tacky to the touch.
Mm.
But it's really, really smooth when it goes on. And it's just incredible. Everything works over it. I can use a pencil over it. I can use a brow pen over it.
Mm.
I swear, I have like a new brow, a new favorite brow product like every week.
I was going to say, is it not? Because some of them are like, either too, what's the word? Like, if you dare touch them, you get white bits everywhere.
Right,
They're too waxy or oily, so you can't put anything over them.
Well, here's the deal. When that's exactly it. Some of them are too oily, so you can't go over them. Some of them are so waxy that it acts like a wax and you can't go over.
Mm.
But when the thing with a formula that you have to wet is it goes on wet, but then it dries down. So it's going to dry down to a similar formula to how it was before you wet it. Which sometimes, if it's flaky when you touch it, it can potentially flake when you touch your eyebrows. Whereas this one, when it's a original formula, which you don't even have to wet, stays as that kind of gel. So it's a really, really nice texture. I've actually brushed back through them and they've been absolutely fine.
Mm.
But they don't necessarily harden either. They stay to this nice kind of like gelled down kind of texture. Oh, excuse me. But you can definitely get like texture throughout them.
Yeah.
I'm choking. But yeah, it's really, really, really nice. I was sent one from them and I actually bought another two because I didn't want to run out of it.
Should go viral.
They should have gone viral.
Chang and bang.
Well, there we go.
Oh, okay. So listen, I know you're hosting this, but when we've talked at the beginning about things that shouldn't go viral always go viral, what is one product you really think didn't deserve to go viral?
I think the biggest, like, over-the-top viral product had to have been the Kat Von D Good Apple Foundation.
Oh, that was insane.
It was just a cream foundation that suited nobody but people with dry skin. Mm. And everyone was putting it on and acting shocked. It's like they'd never seen a full coverage product. In there, they would get, like, a fucking shovel full, spread it on their face, and be like... Can you see? Of course it's covering your face. You've just used like a month's worth of product on your face. And here's the deal. With full coverage products, it doesn't mean you have to use a lot of a product. You use the same amount because it's formulated to give you a fuller coverage using the same amount you would any other product. So you can use a tiny, tiny bit and it gives you great coverage. It's a really nice foundation. I think it's really, really nice. And I wouldn't wear it all day because it wouldn't last my skin all day being oily. But I used it on camera a few times knowing I was going to take it off like a few minutes later. But it's just like a cream foundation. Nothing to write home about it. And actually, I've used better cream foundations than that.
I wonder why. Were they going through like a resurgence and they were like really trying to get their name out?
You know what it was? Somebody was paid to do an advert for this product. And actually, the one that everyone was like duetting and thinking, it was an advert. And they were saying, this viral product, it's like it's an advert. How is it viral already?
Brands keep that nowadays. They launch a product, it's a week old, and they're like, a viral product. It's like, it's not a viral product.
It's not. And it clearly stated, which was great, it clearly stated ad on the thing. So, of course, it's going to be a positive review of a product. And it just... People were like, oh my god, it's like they ignored the advert part of it, but then everyone was going, oh my god, and trying it and be like, oh my god, and it's like, stop. You know it's not. The only time you should like gasp at such a product is when you get the perfect foundation match and you can't believe how great that shade is.
Yeah.
Because that one stroke is not going to tell you how good that foundation is. It can show you the coverage, but what about when you blend it out?
So there's so many that I can talk about because I feel like skincare is following in the makeup kind of thing in the fact that everyone wants a viral hit with a skincare product.
Yeah, exactly.
I've got two that I'll talk about really quick. One is the Neogen Pore Mousse, which is like an exfoliating... So peeling gels? You put them on your skin, you rub gently, and then there's something in the cellulose that gently exfoliates after that. And people think that's dead skin, right? But it's not. The mousse was kind of the same thing, but had charcoal in it. And this charcoal would bind with the cellulose, making these like... big clumps of like black ball basically.
Yeah.
And people are like, this is the gunk from your pores. Nowhere on Neogen's product description or website did it ever say that that's what the product does. And people are just making it up. So that didn't deserve to go viral. It wasn't even that good a product. It just had this gimmick, this bit of misinformation behind it that made it go viral.
Yeah.
A new one is the Caudalie. I'm looking at it now, clay mask. A new one, a really nicely formulated clay mask with like vitamin C in, whatever. But because of the way it dries out, it kind of dries out. You can see all your pores, but what that is it's just not sitting where your pores are, or it's absorbing the oil, so you get a darker area where your pores are.
Yeah,
and people are like, it's pulling gunk out of your pores. It's not. There's also this one esthetician that someone added me in the video and was like, at me, is this product any good? And I was like, hey, I've tried it. You know, despite what the video says and what these viral videos are saying, clay, bentonite clay, kaolin doesn't pull stuff out of your pores. It's not a magnet. It can absorb all excess oils. And the esthetician replied, and they were like, hi, esthetician here. Kaolin does pull clay out of your pores, oils and gunk out of your pores.
Yeah.
I was like, good for you, but that you're an esthetician, but that doesn't change the science behind how clay works. And you don't have to be an esthetician to know that. And I just kind of corrected it. I felt like a bit of a dick, really, because who am I to say? But I just kind of corrected the language. Well, this is the thing, is one of the points that they made was like, you know, I know my product, you know, all this kind of stuff. And you know what? I've been reviewing products for a long time, and I know how important using the correct language is to not be misleading
terminology. Exactly.
And that's what it was. Like, it's a really nice clay mask that absorbs oils very, very well. Is it anything special? Absolutely not. Is it overpriced a little bit? But if you can afford it, buy it. If you can't, you're not missing out.
Yeah, but again, that person ever reply to you?
Yeah, they were very nice in the end. They were like, oh yeah, I see that kind of thing. But the thing is, it's again a product that went viral because it had this misinformation behind it and gimmick that, again, the brand doesn't even state is what their product does.
They don't do it because I had this with MAC the other day, right? I was on their Instagram and they posted this video that looked like it was shot in the fucking Victorian times. It was so low quality. This girl's face looked like she had no face. And I got into it with this guy and I was like, all I want is like hashtag this is filtered, or you know what, you're a big company, send that to someone who posts good quality videos and show them how it really works. This video was insane. It was like that, you know, that video where they put the stuff in the face and all the poppy seeds come
up, my God,
and then they take it off and suddenly there's this patch of just blurred skin. It was like that, and I was like, why is MAC, why are you doing this? And someone was like, oh, get over it, no, get off your high horse. I was like, wait a second, how is poor like pointing out misinformation and me being like arrogant and like something is not. I'm saying this is wrong from a big company. Like, it's desperation. Now brands are being like, here's this person using this thing, but not saying, actually, it doesn't do this. It doesn't do what happens in the video. But they're not lying because they're not saying, they're not claiming it does that. So it's this misinformation that brands are willingly putting out. It's just getting a bit much.
That's the thing. You know? If you're someone at home filming a video of you using a product, do whatever the fuck you want. If you're an influencer advertising it, you cannot use a filter. If you are a brand, you have a responsibility to post content that truly reflects your product in its truest form, most accurately.
No matter who it comes from.
Even if you're reposting, it's not an advert. Let's leave it there.
Exactly. Yeah, let's do that. All right. Well, thank you so much, everyone, for joining us. Like you probably know already, we are here every week now. Just now. So we'll be back next week. You can follow us on Instagram at the Double Cleanse Podcast. You can follow me on Instagram at RobertWLSH for makeup content.
And me, James_S_Welsh on Instagram, TikTok for more skincare content, James Welsh on YouTube, and both of us, the Welsh Twins, on YouTube.
We also have a YouTube channel.
The Welsh Twins.
The Welsh Twins. Thanks again for joining us, everyone, and we will see you next week.
Bye.
Bye.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic-butter shrimp scampi. HelloFresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.